I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with Courtney Thompson and Faith Dears, two of the leaders of the Pella girls basketball team. Postseason starting this week on Wednesday when you take on Oskaloosa. First of all, congratulations on a great regular season, a winning season this year, 11-10. What are your just overall thoughts about how 2020 has gone so far?
I think it's gone really well. We've really peaked at a good time. We're after the win or the close loss versus Grinnell. And so I think that we're just going up from here.
I think it's been going good. There's been a few losses. I think all of us wish we could have pulled out a win with, but I think we've gotten closer as a team and we've really found out our strengths this season.
Well, and you guys had a lot of holes to fill, a lot of big shoes to fill coming into the season, and that's been the case the last several years now for Pella girls basketball. How have you, as team leaders, tried to lift that role of leadership and try to fill that gap while other players start to develop their own skills and become good on the court?
Yeah, we've just really pushed that we need to be focused and work really hard in practice, and that just carries over into games. And so if we build that mindset that everyone is confident on the court, then it works really well for games.
I think being the leaders on the team, it's like really important to stress every little thing that during practice or in games, whether it's being strong with the ball or just doing the little things like talking on the court.
Well, and Courtney, you've had quite the final week of your senior regular season. I was there for senior night when the crowd got wild when you hit a few threes, and you did it again against Grinnell in that close game. What has been the key, do you think, lately to playing a little bit better on offense and contributing even more to this team?
Yeah, I think that just our offense has been really good about where we, like, drive and then kick it out. And so just recognizing when you're wide open and able to take that shot. And Garland has always said that I've had a good shot. So being confident and trusting my shot the past couple games has really helped.
Well, and Faith, you were more of a contributor on defense Friday when you took on Grinnell. Obviously, your offense wasn't quite there, but the team was in it. You guys came back from a couple of deficits. What were the biggest keys, do you think, to that growth to where you could take on a team like Grinnell, go to their gym, and be able to fight with them to the final seconds?
I think it's important to realize, you know, when shots aren't falling, you can contribute in different ways on the team. And just putting together all the pieces on offense and defense for a full 32 minutes.
Well, and coming up, you have the postseason. Only one game guaranteed so far, but you will be back on home one last time, Courtney, on your home court, taking on a team you've already beat twice this year, Oskaloosa. What are you looking forward to most about that game and being on the home floor one last time in a Lady Dutch basketball uniform?
Yeah, I think that it's really exciting, and we can't overlook Oski no matter what their record is because they've been playing really well, and so we just need to come out and play really strong and prepare in a game-like situation for the next couple games.
Well, and Oski is playing better. What did you see from them when you saw them just over a week ago that they are doing better that you really have to prepare for coming up?
Especially in our game, they've been really hitting their shots, especially around threes. So it's important to make sure that we're not going light on defense, that we're just putting together the offense and the defense.
Well, and Courtney, obviously you hope you have a nice long postseason. What do you think it's going to take for you to have a real chance to compete if you do advance, especially with a couple of ranked teams coming up after Oskaloosa?
Yeah, I think that our defense really keeps us in games, and so that helps a lot, and I think we need to keep that up. And then also I feel like we just need to keep hitting shots. We've had some games where we just aren't on and can't hit shots, but the past couple games we've been hitting shots and working our offense, and so just keep that up.
Courtney Thompson and Faith Dears, two of the leaders of the Pella girls basketball team. Once again, congratulations on a great season so far and all the best in the playoffs.
Thank you.